The Story of a Monkey's Tail. There's always lots of fun at the zoo. The animals and the people who take care of the animals sing, dance, and play games. The animals are allowed to go on holiday to visit their families. There are activities every day. At 9 o'clock, there's breakfast time with cappuccino. At 10 o'clock, it's the recycling game. At 11 o'clock, there is the orangutan fat quiz. And at 12 o'clock, there is the singing competition. Then Miss Carol arrives at the zoo. She is the new zoo director. She has all these new rules for the zoo and stops all the fun activities. Everyone feels sad, especially Cappuccino, who wants to go on holiday to see his family. Pingu, the penguin, talks to Cappuccino. He says that Cappuccino should escape from the zoo and go to Borneo. Cappuccino decides to escape. He steals Mr. Jones' keys and opens the cage. Just before he leaves the zoo, Cappuccino steals money from Mr. Jones. Cappuccino walks around the streets all day. He tries to talk to people, but everyone is too busy to stop and talk to him. He finds a bus stop and thinks that the bus goes to Borneo. Susan the vet finds Cappuccino at the bus stop. Cappuccino tells Susan about the new rules at the zoo, including no more holidays. Cappuccino tells Susan that he wants to go to Borneo, and Susan agrees to buy him a plane ticket. But then Susan finds out that Cappuccino has stolen the money from Mr. Jones, and she says that he must go back to the zoo. Cappuccino begs Susan to buy him a plane ticket, and Susan says that she will see what she can do. In the meantime, Miss Carol realises that having fun is good and decides to change all her rules. Now everyone in the zoo can sing, dance, play games and go on holiday again. Susan telephones Mr. Jones at the zoo and Mr. Jones rushes to meet Cappuccino with the news. At the bus stop, Susan and Mr. Jones talk to Cappuccino about what he should do. Should he go back to the zoo or go on holiday?